Okay, today we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Pesachim, and today we are learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So the Mishnah talks about kavanos that you have that will make a Karban Pesach possible. In order to do the mitzvah properly, you have to have menuyin ala karban. A person has to be registered for the Karban Pesach before he shechts it. So you do that when you put your name together with a group of people on a Karban Pesach, and only those people who are menuyin on a Karban on the Karban Pesach are allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So what about if you shecht Karban Pesach with the kavana that it should be for people who are not menuyin on a Karban, or for people who can't eat it for some other reason? So shechatu shelo liochlev, if you shecht Karban Pesach thinking that it's for people who are not able to eat it because they're too sick, they're too weak, v'shalolim nuyav, or people who are not registered on that karban, la'areilim, people who don't have a bris mila, or not allowed to karban pesach, l'tameim, or people who are tamei, not allowed to karban pesach, and these are the people you have in mind when you shachted it, pasul, then the karban pesach is pasul. Li'ochlav, v'shalol, li'ochlav, if you have in mind both people who are able to eat and people who are not able to eat, l'lim nuyav, v'shalolim nuyav, people who are registered and people who are not registered, l'mulim, la'areilim, people who have a bris mila and people who don't have a bris mila, l'tameim, l'tahorim, people who are tamei and people who are tahor, so kosher. Then it's going to be kosher, because as long as the shechita was done at least partially having in mind people who are allowed to partake of it, then it's going to be kosher. So the Mishnah now is going to talk about the halacha of a Karban Pesach that was brought too early in the day, because we said in Mishnah Aleph they're supposed to bring Karban Pesach after the Karban Tamid. Shechato kodem chatzos pasul. If you shechat Karban Pesach before chatzos, it's pasul. Mishum shenemar bein arbaim, because the pasuk says bein arbaim, so it means it has to be in the afternoon. Shechato kodem la tamid kasher, but if you shecht it before you shechted the tamid, even though it's not right, it's kasher. Obavachi echon memaris pedama achi zarek tamid tamid. As long as you have someone stirring the blood of the Karban Pesach so that it doesn't congeal up until the time that they take care of the dam of the Karban Tamid, and then you do the zrikas hadam of the Karban Pesach after you take care of the dam of the Karban Tamid. But guess what? Vim nizrak kasher. If you did the zrikas hadam of the Karban Pesach before you did the zrikas hadam of the Karban Tamid, it also is kasher. It's just that once you already shechted the Karban Pesach too early, you still try to, you know, do a Hatzalah Porta. At least you'll do the Zrikas Hadam later after the Karban Tamid. If you didn't even do that, it's not going to pasul. It's still going to be kosher. Now, there is an Isser in the Torah, Lo Sishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi, that you're not allowed to shecht the Karban Pesach when you still have Chametz in your possession. So, Shochet Es HaPesach Al Chametz Over B'Los HaSeh. If a person shechts the Karban Pesach while he still has Chametz, it's a violation of a Los HaSeh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af HaTamid. Rabbi Yehuda says even if you shecht Karban Tamid on Erev Pesach while you still have Chametz, it's a violation of a Los HaSeh. Rabbi Shimon Omer HaPesach Barba Asur L'Shmo Chayev. So the Rabbi Shimon is going to tell me that you could be Chayev for shechting a Karban Pesach while possessing Chametz only if the Pesach is a Kosher Karban Pesach. So if you a Pesach that's being brought on Erev Pesach L'Shmo and you have Chametz, then you're going to be Chayev for owning Chametz while you shecht the Karban Pesach for Shlolishmo Potter. But if you shecht the Karban Pesach Shlolishmo, so the Karban Pesach is possible anyway, so then it's not a violation of Losishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi, because it's not really Dam Zivchi, it's a possible of Karban. And Rabbi Shimon talks about what about other types of Karbanos that you shecht on Erev Pesach while you own Chametz? Ushar Kol Azvachim Bein Lishman Bein Shlolishman Potter. All other types of Karbanos, whether you shecht on Lishma or Shlolishma, you're going to be Potter for owning Chametz. It's only the Isser of owning Chametz is only when you shecht on Karban Pesach. It doesn't apply to any of the other karbanos. However, ubamoid l'shmo pater. If you're shechting during Pesach and you have chametz in your possession and you shecht the carbon l'shem a carbon Pesach, so then you're pater because it's not a kosher carbon. You're not allowed to shecht the carbon Pesach on Pesach shelo l'shmo chayiv. But if you shecht the carbon Pesach l'shem carbon shlamim on Pesach, then it's a valid carbon and therefore you're going to be chayiv for the yisur of shechting while owning chametz. Ushar kol azvachim and all other carbonos bein l'shman bein shelo l'shman. Whether you, if you own chametz at the time that you shecht them on Pesach, whether you shecht it l'shma or shalol l'shma, you're going to be chayiv because all other karbanos are valid even when it's shalol l'shma. Chutz min achatos sheshachat shalol l'shma, except for a karban chatos, which is invalid if you shecht it shalol l'shma. So essentially, Rabbi Shimon's rule is that you're only chayiv for l'sushchat al chametz dam zivchi when the karban that you're shechting is a kasher karban. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we learned that if you shecht a karban Pesach for people who are either halachically or physically unable to eat it, it's pasul. But if you shecht it for a group of people, some of whom are able to eat and others of whom are not able to eat it, it's kosher. We said if you shecht the Karban Pesach before Chatzos, it's pasul, because it has to be Ben Arbayim. But if you shecht it before the Karban Tamid, while it's best at that point to at least be Zorik the Dam after the Zrikas Adam of the Karban Tamid, even if you didn't do that, it's still going to be kosher. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we spoke about the Yisrael Lusishchad al Chametz Dam Zivchi, that if you shecht the Karban Pesach while you own Chametz, it's a violation of a Los Asay. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's even true if you shecht the Karban Tamid while you own Chametz. And Rabbi Shimon says it all depends on whether it's a kosher Karban. So if you shecht the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach Lishma and you own Chametz, then you're Chayiv. But if it's Shalol Lishma, since it's a Pasul Karban, you're going to be Pater. All other Karbanos on Erev Pesach, you're going to be Pater if you shecht the Shalol or Shalol Lishma, because on Erev Pesach, the whole Isra only applies to a Karban Pesach. On Pesach itself, if you shecht Karban Pesach l'shem Karban Pesach, you're potter because it's pasul. You shecht l'shem Karban Shlamim, you're chayiv because it's kosher. All other karbanos, whether you do it l'shma or shalol l'shma, you're chayiv because they're kosher, except for a Karban Chatas, shalol l'shma, which is going to be pasul. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Hey and Vav.